Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game.
Time now to get the starting lineup for tonight's game. We're at Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. Here is Lawrence Tanter.
First, the visitors, the Golden State Warriors. At one guard, number 3, 6'4", rookie out of Michigan, Jordan Poole. The other guard wears number 0, 6'4", fifth campaign from Ohio State, D'Angelo Russell. At center, number 2, 7 feet, fifth year from Kentucky, Willie Cauley-Stein. At one forward, number 22, 6'6", sixth year out of Michigan, Glenn Robinson III. And the other forward is number 23, 6'6", eighth campaign out of Michigan State, Draymond Green.
So there is your starting five for the Golden State Warriors. And Coach Steve Kerr able to put that lineup out yet again. You know, JB, I forgot to remind you today, and I know you're a little bit under the weather, and we hope you feel a bit better soon, but we do have our keys to the game brought to you by CarMax. So I'm going to test your basketball acumen right now.
Well, the first key to me is you've got to keep LeBron James out of the lane.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to keep him on the outside. He may hit a few jumpers, but he does all the damage driving in there. And I really think another key is they're a terrific defensive team. But I'm not going to talk about the Warriors' offense. They find ways to score. They've been doing a great job, especially with those two veterans, D'Angelo Russell and Alec Burks. But they've got to be a better rebounding team. I think if you control the boards, you just control so much of the game. Limit them to one shot if you can. And also be like Glenn Robinson III. He's averaging 2.5 offensive rebounds a night. Attack the glass a little bit. Your transition defense is going to be important, but this team doesn't run that much. So their fast break points are down. Go ahead and take a chance once in a while to get an offensive rebound. You're going to need those.
They're not really good in defensive transition for the most part. And, in fact, Jim, your notes about them not running so much. Last year, of course, they were fourth in pace. Year before that, they were third. This year, 20th in pace,
right,
at 101.2. Yep. So they've really slowed it down, and I think in part to try and conserve some of the energy for LeBron, some of their older players.
Without question, Tim, that's exactly right. And he's not going to be pushing it up nearly as fast as he used to.
Let's get the starters for the Los Angeles Lakers. Once again, the great Lawrence Tanner.
At one guard, number 11, 6'2", 10th year out of Texas, Avery Bradley. The other guard is number 14, 6'6", 11th campaign from North Carolina, Danny Green. Starting at center, 7 feet, 7th year, 12th year out of Nevada, JaVale McGee. At one forward, wearing number 068, third season from Utah, Kyle Kuzma. And the other forward is number 23, 6'9", 17th season from St. Vincent, St. Mary's High School, LeBron James.
So there are your starters for Frank Vogel, who's in his first year as head coach in Los Angeles. If you go back and think about Frank Vogel's teams in Indiana, not necessarily the year a couple of years in Orlando, didn't have a lot of talent there, but in Indiana, they had some talent, they played a slower pace, and they were really good on the defensive end. And they were a team that LeBron James, you know, those Cavalier teams and Miami Heat teams have had some trouble with Indiana. They went to 7 games, I think, twice in the playoffs against a Frank Vogel coach squad.
Yeah, he took them to a winning record in 4 of his full 5 seasons there, and back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals in 13 and 14. Didn't have that kind of success as he took over in Orlando. Only 54 total wins in 2 years there. But I think he's been good with this club right now. They're off to a terrific start.
Terrific start. Very talented. Of course, Frank Vogel, the only NBA head coach who appeared on David Letterman brushing his teeth while spinning a basketball at the same time.
When he was a kid, yes, I've seen that video.
Yes. That is, they could never take that away from him, you know? So the Warriors come out. They're wearing gold Bay uniforms with the blue numbers, blue letters in the backside. Bay Bridge in the front, Lakers in purple with yellowish gold numbers outlined in white. Same with the letters in the backside. Says Lakers across the front.
Well, I'm anxious to see how D'Angelo Russell will perform. He was drafted by the Lakers, if you recall, and now he's coming back here in his fifth year. He was a second pick back in 2015, and he's been pretty hot lately, you know, Tim?
Yep.
36 points a game over the last four, including that 52 at Minnesota.
He has been really good, and the Warriors are running a lot more pick and rolls with D'Angelo Russell. JaVale McGee comes out and does his usual deal with Draymond Green, of course, former teammates. They'll won rings with the Warriors. He's jumping at center. Warriors going left to right. Golden State trying to get a road win in the worst way. LeBron James opening tip. Lob to McGee. Cauley Stein didn't get back down. An easy layup for McGee, and that's not a way to start a game.
Yeah, I should have expected that because he does that every time he can to open the game.
Draymond Green, right side to Poole. Squares up, fires, and hits a three. Well, I love that he squared up, Jim. He wasn't doing that in the last road trip.
I watched him warm up a lot and extensively. He was on that right side of the court, so he felt pretty good there and comfortable.
Draymond starts out on LeBron. LeBron gets a switch, guarded by Cauley Stein. They spread the floor. He's going to go one-on-one. Crossover, left hand, fades to the mid-range. It takes the jumper and hits it. Not much Cauley Stein could do. It's 4-3 Lakers underway here at Staples. Draymond Green between the circles comes right wing to Russell. Left hand bounce pass to Cauley Stein. Hands it back to Russell. Foul line jumper in traffic. Softly around the rim and it drops through.
He's got a good defender on him, Avery Bradley, but he picked him off on the screen.
Russell second in the NBA at 12.5 points per game on pull-up shots. James finds the cutter. It's Bradley. Bradley back to James, middle of the floor. Off a double screen comes left. They get Cauley Stein guarding James again. McGee sets up deep but doesn't pass. And then James will fire a three and hit it. 7-5 Lakers. LeBron with five long lead for Cauley Stein. Off his hand turnover. Picked up by McGee. Back to James. James down the right side. Guarded by Glenn Robinson the third. The deep three right side. Heat check up. No good. Ball tipped away and Russell has it.
Early in the game for a heat check.
Down the near side, Russell pick and roll. Cauley Stein goes up, avoids Kuzma with a beautiful move and laid it in up and under. And we're tied at seven. Here comes Kuzma quickly in the front court. Bradley turns the corner, back to Kuzma, goes up for a layup. It's good. 9-7 Lakers. They got the ball down the floor quickly that time. Russell, crossover dribble, comes to the right side. Pass inside, Cauley Stein finds the open man, Draymond. Top of the key three, spins off the rim.
He's Kuzma going to get lots of shots, Tim.
Kuzma picks up the rebound to Danny Green. The corner to Bradley. Bradley for three. Misfires. And then we've got a quick tempo here as Robinson gets the rebound. Accelerates to the front court. Puts on the brakes. Uses Cauley Stein as a screen. Feeds Russell. Entry pass to Draymond. Guarded by McGee. Great low bounce pass by Draymond. And Russell grabbed it and converted in the lane. And we're tied at nine.
Nice job getting it around Kuzma, who's much bigger.
Here's James between the circles, goes to the right sideline to Green. Green on the bounce to Kuzma, guarded by Poole. It's a matchup where he's going to have to help, but Kuzma traveled, spinning to the right hand, and that's like almost an automatic travel call right now in the association.
Yeah, so many people change their pivot foot when they make that spin move, rather than keep one down. And if you do it that way, you got to put the ball on the floor first if you're going to move your feet.
Golden State looking to take the lead. Draymond Green on the logo comes to the right side. Hands off to Russell. Behind the screen three. It's a back rim miss. And Kuzma there for the rebound. James always looking to pass. Maybe the best passing forward of all time. Lob it for McGee. It's stolen by Cauley Stein. And what do we got? We got a foul.
Well, Cauley Stein came down on McGee, but he was up in the air. This is very quizzical.
Quizzical?
Yeah.
It's nonsensical. Oh, it's on Poole.
Okay.
So he must have done something to McGee. That makes more sense. Ball up high to McGee. Hand off Danny Green. Fires for three straight on. Knocked it down.
That's one of the rare times I've seen him go back on that pick and roll at the top. and get burned.
You have to be concerned with him. He wants to take a three. He does not want to drive.
That is correct.
Draymond Green left side on a rip through and a foul. It's on Kuzma. Kuzma fouled him apparently with his nose.
Which is...
That's a
Draymond got those
hands
and the ball underneath and came right up and right into his face.
Can't stick your nose toward the ball.
As I say, Kuzma missed all of the preseason, first four games with that foot problem.
And they, what do we got here? We have an official's timeout. Kuzma must be bleeding. So they're going to take a look at this. And they'll give him they'll give them a few seconds here to stop the bleeding. And if they can't, then the Lakers can either sub out or call a timeout.
That's smarts when somebody hits you in the right on the nose like that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, the Warriors come back home tomorrow night. They take on the Boston Celtics, their only Bay Area appearance at Chase Center. Friday, November 15th. That is not tomorrow. It's actually Friday in 2 days. That's the next NBC Sports Bay Area Authentic Fan Friday. All fans in attendance receive a splash towel courtesy of State Farm. The first 10,000 fans receive an Authentic Fan Friday cheer card. Get your tickets at Warriors.com. That's Friday night.
Boston beating Washington at home tonight. As you said earlier, 9-1, best record in the association.
And they get 140 points, something they haven't done in 27 years.
I think Kuzma left a little blood along, a trail of blood along the floor.
He did, yeah. They're going to have to mop it up. And they can't get it stopped in time. So Kuzma has to be subbed out, and Jared Dudley will come in, the well-traveled journeyman forward.
Who hasn't played a lot.
No. On the bounce, Russell catches the inbounds from Robinson from the far wing. Near side, Poole takes a jumper, takes a three. High arcing shot, no good. Rebound deflected. It's out of bounds off Dudley, and it will be Warriors ball. Good contestant there by Cauley Stein. Get a hand on the ball. The guy sitting over there right next to the Warrior bench in a bright pink sweatsuit.
That's where usually where Jack Nicholson sits.
Yeah. Handoff goes to Russell. Inbounds to Cauley Stein. Bad pass deflected out of bounds. It's off the Lakers, and it's going to be Warriors ball again.
Very fortunate.
Cauley Stein with a pitch that Clayton Kershaw would like to throw.
Yeah. Trouble is, he was only 3 feet from his intended target.
Exactly.
No chance to catch that. Should have finished.
Lob into Cauley Stein. Touch pass to Robinson. Catch and shoot three. No good. Long rebound, James. James bumping with Robinson in the dribble up front. Left hand to the foul line. Stripped by Robinson. Picked up by Cauley Stein. Robinson to Russell ahead of the field. He jammed it with the left hand.
James tracked him down. Tried to get there, but not fast enough.
12-11. Lakers lead by one. James goes to the corner. James guarded by Poole. Warriors zoning up defensive help. They lob it to McGee. Catches and lays it in. As soon as Cauley Stein came over, he just threw it right over the top of him. Green on the right side. Flipped it to Russell. Russell off a screen to Cauley Stein. He gets a dunk at the other end.
That's good. They had LeBron James in the corner on the left side. He did not rotate back in. I think they saw that, and they played it that way and went right into his territory. Nicely done.
Warriors moving the ball well. 6 assists on 6 buckets so far. Danny Green plays catch with James. James outside off a brush screen by McGee. Pass to McGee. He fumbled it. Falling out of bounds. Saved it. Deflected off of Russell. And it goes to the Lakers' baseline left. Russell bent over at the waist.
He got hit, I think, a little below the waist there.
And the little Warriors, apparently.
It was a blind pass just to save it out of bounds.
7 on the shot clock. Danny Green will throw it in. Backdoor cut to Bradley. Knocked away by Draymond. Batted to James. Right side to Dudley. It's a three. It's up and good. Oh, my goodness.
That's all Dudley's in there for. He's only played 36 minutes the entire year, and he's going to launch threes.
17-13, Warriors down by four. Back cut by Draymond to the rack, and he slammed it down.
I tell you what, the defense for the Lakers has been pretty porous at the rim so far.
And Frank Vogel agrees with you. He calls a timeout, 7:03 to go first quarter. Warriors down by two, 17-15 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Do you want to win a pair of lower-level Warriors tickets? Well, Modelo Especial will be awarding one lucky fan with 2 tickets to a Warriors game every week. Enter to win before November 24th by going to warriors.com/Modelo. Warriors down by two, 17-15. We have 7:03 to go in the first quarter of play here at Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles. I'm Tim Roy along with Jim Barnett. You can hit us up on Twitter. Yours truly at Warriors Fox, Jim at UOGrad66. If you have a question about the game or about the Warriors, about the NBA, or just want to chime in with your thoughts, please do so. LeBron James will bring the ball up down the near wing. On the bounce to Bradley. Shoveled it to McGee, topside. One dribble hand off to James. Triple threat now puts it on the deck. Shoots over Robinson. Top of the key, two is good. James now 3 of 4, has 9. And, has 7, and 19-15. Lakers back up by 4.
James's offense has come easily to him.
Russell, left elbow, pressure by Bradley. Draymond gets it, drives by Dudley. He is bumped and rerouted by Dudley, and that is a foul.
And with this different kind of offense now, with these young people, you've been reading about it too, Tim. Draymond Green doesn't have the same role as being the playmaker all the time, so he's going to be sometimes having to initiate the offense for himself.
It's funny, he's learning as well.
Yes.
Screen by Cauley-Stein. Russell finds him. Pass over to Draymond. Layup, low left, blocked away by McGee. Draymond picks himself up off the hardwood. James with numbers to the foul line. Terminates. Throws left side to Danny Green. And the Warriors are trying to get somebody on LeBron. It's Cauley-Stein. The drive is blocked. LeBron got it back and laid it in. Lakers up by 6.
That size just gives him offensive position inside to put it back in.
D'Angelo Russell on the far wing. Cauley-Stein, not fouled by McGee apparently, gets to Robinson. Robinson lost the handle, got it back at the baseline. Spacing not good. Feeds Russell to Cauley-Stein with 5 to shoot. Back to Russell and a foul. Boy, the Warriors got lucky there. That play was going nowhere. It was going nowhere fast.
But they kept it alive, Tim, and didn't lose it out of bounds. They're very engaged tonight. They are very engaged, and you can see the focus.
JaVale McGee with a foul. Matt Bowen with a call. Ed Malloy, the crew chief. Carl Lane, the other official. Draymond Green, lob inside. Great catch by Robinson. Blocked up. Missed it. I think Danny Green might have got a piece of that.
Yeah, Danny Green is a heck of a defender, and he saw what was coming.
James with a dribble. Takes it. Right side line, Dudley. Pressure by Poole. Ball comes back out to James. Guarded by Robinson. Shot clock at 8. Here comes McGee. High screen and roll. McGee just kind of comes up, then goes away. James behind the back to Dudley for 3. Got another one.
Foul money. He's got 2 threes now.
7-0 run for the Lakers. Draymond Green with it. And Russell will take it to the far side. Back over to Draymond. Draymond lob. Knocked away by McGee. He's out of bounds when he touched it. And it comes over to Golden State.
Warriors are moving the ball around, and they're making the defense move.
Steve Kerr's going to bring in all kinds of substitutions here. Cauley-Stein to sit. Robinson will sit. And here comes Alec Burks, Marquise Chris, and Eric Paschal. Draymond's going to sit here.
Yes, he is.
5:06 to go in the quarter.
Only starters the backcourt.
Chris will get it to Poole. Poole backs up. Warriors are kind of thin on the guard line. Poole, dribble drive got fouled by Danny Green. With 8 on the clock, another foul for the Lakers that kind of helps the Warriors. Here comes Matt Caruso to the scorer's table. He is a crowd favorite. One L.A. writer said that he's sort of the modern-day Kurt Rambis for this Laker nation.
I always think of him as being pretty small, but they say he's 6'5".
Yeah. Texas A&M, undrafted player in 2016. He's guarding Russell. Russell off the screen. Doubled. Needs to move it. Can't. Dribbles it to the right side. Falls down. Turnover. Dudley to James. James will look. Waits. Dribbles. Comes on up. Paschal down the lane to the rim. Layup.
It's amazing how that big body gets through between two defenders.
9-0 run for the Lakers. They lead by 11. This was a three-point game a moment ago. Actually, a four-point game, 19-15. Here comes Poole. Poole backs up, finds Chris, who throws it out of bounds. And it's going to be L.A. ball.
Not on the same page there.
Nope. Not at all.
That's very careless.
Warriors have to really buckle down here and not get overwhelmed by all this. James low left, guarded by Paschal. Hand off, Bradley penetrates over to Dudley. Up top, Caruso for 3. Got it. Wide open looks for the Lakers. They blown it open by 14. It's 29-15. Timeout, Golden State. 4:10 to go, first quarter on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Golden State scoreless for 3 minutes, while LA has made seven of their last eight shots. They lead now by a count of 29-15, a 12-0 run for the Warriors, or for the Lakers, I should say.
Well, when you try to help on LeBron and bring another player, it doesn't do much good, and it leaves somebody out behind the three-point line, and they are 5 of 7 from 3. This is a team coming in just under 32% from three-point range.
Golden State with the ball. Russell will take it. Going left to right. Ball thrown to Marquise Chris. Handoff back to Russell. On the bounce to Pascal. Pascal turns, guarded by Dudley. Jab step, waits. Now he'll put it on the deck. Leaves it for Chris. Now to Russell. Russell for three, got fouled by Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley is really sticking to him, whether he has the ball or not. And it's bothered him a little bit. And they had to really work doubly hard there to shake D'Angelo Russell free.
Well, the master checks in on Twitter. He says, someone get UO grad 6'6 some chicken soup or some scotch whiskey.
I'm sorry about that, but you're right.
Oh, man. Well, if it's the latter, then we're going to have to send our engineer Mike Noel on an errand, I think. So, free throws by Russell. First one good, second one good. Peter says, hey, guys, enjoy the game calling insights as we're going through growing pains. Appreciate that, Peter. It is going to, I think there's going to be some fun moments this year. I have no doubt. And I think there's going to be a lot more moments like the first half of this first quarter as opposed to the second half. The three free throws, that's a good way by Russell. Smart play to kind of get the Warriors on the board again. McGee up top, hand off to Bradley. James in the right corner. Ball goes to Dudley, middle of the floor. To Bradley. Bradley comes back middle, bumping with Poole. With the dribble, three to shoot, off a screen, drives on Chris, got right around him to the rim and scored.
Hesitation and go. That's what he did.
31-18, Lakers on top. Alec Burks to Chris. Russell pops out right side. Russell holds, waits, comes middle, hand checked and held by Bradley. Bradley can't believe it. Apparently he's been able to...
We know
do
how,
that in years gone by.
Yeah, we know how physical he was when he was in Boston. Terrific defender.
Russell to the free throw line. Well, Dwight Howard getting ready to check in for L.A. He talked about his season so far. It's been a really good one.
I think when you're healthy, when you're confident, it just brings out the best in you. After not being able to play for a year, you kind of miss it for one, and then on the other spectrum, you know what it's like to have something that you love taken away from you. So when you're in that moment, you want to give everything you got.
Russell at the free throw line makes one, makes two. And so now it's a 31-20 game. Howard is checked in along with our old friend Quinn Cook, former Warrior, championship Warrior, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Dudley to Caldwell-Pope to Cook. Baseball pass Caruso. Dribble drive to the rack. Left-hand layup good. And the Lakers getting to the rim here. Latter stages of the first. Here comes Russell going hard. Pulls up over Dudley. On the rim, no good. Tip by Howard. Grabbed by Dudley. Over to Caruso. Warriors down 13. Caruso flipped it to Dudley. Warriors in the zone defense. Wide open. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. No good. And Kai Bowman is checked in. Gets a defensive rebound. Bowman. Spin dribble. Gets through traffic. Passes to the wing. Pascal. Cut off by Dudley, rerouted by Dudley. Jumper up by Pascal's up and good.
That's exactly what you do. You say, I'm going to take what the defense will give me. And that's the only thing they gave him.
33-22, the rookie with a jumper. Howard to Caruso. Caruso to Dudley. Downstairs to Howard. The cutter is Cook, wide open, gets a layup. Little back cut on D'Angelo Russell, and Cook scores. 35-22. Russell, ball almost stolen by Howard. Russell gets it back, doubled. Great feed to Pascal, who cuts on the weak side and lays it in. 35-24. Cook goes all the way, coast to coast. Lost the ball, picked up by Bowman. Bowman coming back the other way, 4-on-3. Bowman down the lane, little teardrop, missed it badly. Goes for his own rebound, can't get it. Caldwell Pope comes up with the ball. Could have been a better decision there. A minute 40 left in the quarter.
Yeah, I thought Bowman was going to go all the way, but he said he stopped partway.
Caruso to Caldwell Pope. Off the screen, bounce pass to the cutting. Howard misses the dunk, and a foul call on Golden State. Howard to the free throw line.
16th year, 33 years of age. Playing about 20 minutes a night, and he's averaging over 7 a game.
Dwight Howard to the free throw line. Free throws have never been his forte, and I wonder, career 56.6 and shooting, 40% this year. But I wonder if at some point, Jim, Steve Kerr might go to Haka Howard to get back into this game.
These are his first free throws this year.
Yeah.
His field goal percentage makes up for it. He's at 76%. He takes dunks.
Howard. Second free throw's up. That's no good. And Marquise Chris with a rebound.
Well, Will Chamberlain was a career 51% shooter.
Actually, he's taken 15 free throws on the season.
I'm sorry?
You were looking at the three-point shots. Alec Burks with the ball. Pick and roll. Chris. Chris goes hard. Throws it out of bounds. And it's going to be Laker ball.
You know, when I looked at that stat and saw zero, I wondered. I said, if he's playing 20 minutes a night, I know he's been fouled.
He's got to be fouled, yeah. Now, Caruso avoids Burks. Got it to Kuzma. Kuzma baseline. Teardrop. Beautiful move up and in. 38-24. And again, the Warrior defense just hasn't been there all season long. Bowman takes across the logo. Pascal with the screen. Pick and roll. Pascal down the lane. Bumping with Howard. Goes up. Took the bump and laid it in.
He made it so he could not defend. Just knocked him out of the way, and a nice move.
Pascal with the hoop. Howard front court. Hand off Cook. Turns. Comes downhill. Stops and shoots over Marquise Chris. Up no good. Rebound. Caldwell Pope. And we got a wedgie. We got a wedgie with 40.3 to go in the first quarter. That's our first wedgie of the season. And a jump ball at center court. Howard will jump with Marquise Chris. Ed Malloy comes in. Ball's up, tipped by Howard twice, back to Cook. 2-for-1 spot for the Lakers. They have 10 to shoot. Cook, middle of the floor, pounding the dribble. Left side, Kuzma fumbled it. Now wants to spin. He does. Gets and fades and fires. Top of the key, no good. Long rebound. Goes to Robinson. Bad pass to Chris. Makes a great catch. Turns, goes baseline and layup around and out. Missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Howard and Cook. And the Warriors will get it back with 15 seconds to go in the quarter.
And they should use most of this 15 seconds before they take a shot.
Only a 1 second differential. Unless you get a wide open layup or dunk, no reason to shoot it early. Burks will catch and bring it back up top to Chris. Chris waits for Bowman. Now feeds down to Burks. Burks will check the clock. With 7, we got a defensive 3. That's going to be a technical foul. And this can work out perfectly for the Warriors because now they have 7.5 to go in the quarter. The shot clock goes dark, and they could take it down for the theoretical final look of the quarter. Burks with a free throw, and it popped out for Burks.
Well, they put him on there because he's 93% on the year. Couldn't get it.
Warriors have shot the free throw very well this year. Number one in the association, 86.5%.
Yeah, surprisingly, only 8 of 14 against Utah.
Bowman off the screen. Bowman doubled. Lob cross court to Pascal. He'll catch, he'll fire. It's up and no good at the buzzer. And the first quarter is over. It was 17-15 for the Lakers, but they outscored the Warriors 21-11 to finish the first. To 38-26 at the end of one. Second quarter action upcoming on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. For the Cyber Policy Broadcast Booth, protect your home court. Warriors down 38-26 at the end of one. Don't forget, you can hit us up on Twitter, Warriors Vox, or UOGrad66 for Jim, and give us the updates that you want us to talk about. We can tell you that, boy, in that game against San Antonio, Andrew Wiggins tonight from Minnesota, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 steals. That is getting it done. But right now, the Warriors are not getting it done on the defensive end. Lakers shooting 69%. 18 of their 36 have been in the paint. Warriors shooting 50%, but trailing by 12. That's not a good sign. They have four turnovers. Moving the ball pretty well, though. 10 assists on 10 buckets. And that's a great sign. Starting the second quarter with Golden State with the ball. Omari Spellman will make his first appearance tonight, coming back after the ankle injury. And he will play with Draymond Green, Eric Paschal, Alec Burks, and Kai Bowman. Burks to handle to Spellman. Spellman bounce pass to Paschal. Downstairs on Caldwell Pope. Comes middle, palm fake, drop step, throws the ball to the bench. Nice catch by Marquise Chris, but unfortunately, he's not in the game.
Well, he saw D'Angelo Russell standing up. He thought it was his own teammate on the floor, standing in the corner. Oh, man. That's five turnovers, by the way.
Caruso with the ball to Kuzma. Kuzma to Quinn Cook. Howard screens. They lob for Howard. Draymond got a piece of it. Howard got it back, missed it, but got fouled. Draymond really upset. He thought he had that one.
Tim, there we go. We're talking about a pick and roll up front. Quinn Cook. All of a sudden, two men are on Cook, and they throw down the gut.
So here's Dwight Howard. Back to the stripe. Warriors come back home for a game against Boston. They're right back on the road for four more at New Orleans, a back-to-back at Memphis and Dallas, and finishing in Utah.
Yep. 10 of your next 14 are on the road.
Including one where the Warriors will leave on Thanksgiving morning. Howard rattles home to 40-26. Lakers lead by 14. Bowman with the ball. Off the screen. Bowman down the lane. All the way. Gets it into Spellman. Spellman rotates it back out. Caruso the steal. Finding Kuzma. Kuzma over to Caldwell Pope. To the dunk. Nice break by the Lakers.
That was a great steal by Caruso.
Paschal to Burks. Paschal waiting. Over to Bowman. Bowman guarded by Cook. Bowman baseline. Doubled. Skipped up top. Burks. Dribble drive down the lane. Gets hit by Howard. No call. Ball tipped up and in by Spellman.
Great job just to keep it alive. Ty Bowman can go around Quinn Cook anytime he wants, and he can finish inside. I think he should try it.
Caruso to Howard, to Cook. Cook topside, lob for Howard. High pass, tip no good. Tip no good. Got the rebound, dunked it.
Well, they're switching too soon on Quinn Cook. Let Bowman chase him. Quinn Cook's not going to burn you out there immediately.
Well, we saw this in the preseason. The Lakers really are just too big for the Warriors. Warriors don't have that kind of size. And Howard, defensive rebound off a miss by Spellman. Caruso down the near side. High screen and roll, gets it over to Cook. Cook, dribble drive on Bowman, down the lane, left hand short, and the rebound to Spellman.
See, they let him play him one-on-one.
Bowman the other way, bounce past Draymond. Right by Howard to the rim and scores with a right hand.
Yeah, if your bigs are coming out on Quinn Cook, it takes you away from the basket.
One thing the Warriors have done, they've sped up the Lakers tonight. They're playing
a lot
quicker. Lob for Howard, look out, two-hand slam. Steve Kerr's got to call a timeout. It's too easy right now for L.A. on their offensive end. 46-30, 9:50 to go before halftime on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Lakers are taking the fifth most amount of shots in the restricted area. They're 28th in three-point attempts, but so far tonight they're already 12 of 18 within the paint. And most of those, just looking at the shot chart here during the timeout, almost all of those are right at the restricted area, just outside it. Dwight Howard, 6 of the last 8 points for the Lakers. They're also 5 of 8 from 3.
Well, it was a 2-point game, 17-15, 5 minutes in, and that's when the Warriors had 10 points in the paint to the Lakers 6. But as that turned around with 24 points in the paint for the Lakers.
9:40 to go, second quarter. Bowman with the ball right side to Burks. He'll launch. It's up. It's short. Bounced over. Tipped out by Caruso right to Quinn Cook.
It's been so porous inside. The Lakers haven't even had to attempt a three in this quarter.
Alex Caruso with the ball. Gets it over to Caldwell Pope to Howard. Stripped by Draymond. Howard got it back. goes to Cook in the corner. Up top, Kuzma traveled again, trying to make a move because Eric Paschal hustled over to at least challenge him at the three-point line.
It's amazing how many people, when they catch the ball, they don't establish a pivot foot.
No. Nope.
A dominant foot, you've got to establish a pivot foot and then push off that foot. They don't do it.
Now, a lot of players aren't taught that. A lot of players, and nothing against AAU. It's great the kids are playing ball, but a little more instruction at the early age, I think, would take away some of that. Burks fades back into a three. It's up and good.
He's been good. Last four games, he's averaging over 18.
46-33. Now, that's not a knock on Kuzma either. He's a fabulous player. A self-made player, a Flintstone from Michigan. Cook with the ball. Backs up, feeds Howard. Howard at the left elbow. Not a threat there. They don't guard him. He'll dribble it across. Picks it up. Bad pass. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Warriors ball. High, hard fastball right by Caldwell Pope.
He wasn't expecting it. That's got to be on the bounce. That's got to be a bounce pass.
Cook in the far wing, shoveled up top. Spellman back to Bowman. Guarded by Cook. Bowman with the ball in the far wing. Waits, finds Paschal. Paschal with 10 on the clock. Pump fake, pump fake. Takes a shot over Kuzma. Up, no good. Tipped away. Caruso has it. Spins away, finds Quinn Cook. Right side, Caldwell Pope. Back out to Cook. Howard catches. Howard dribbles to the near wing. Cook comes up and gets the ball. Top side, 3-0. Feeds Caruso. Caruso left side. 7 on the clock. Dribble drive. Caruso gets it up top. Caldwell Pope goes up and drives and scores. Getting around Paschal, who tried to take a charge. And it's 48-33 Lakers. 7:55 to go second quarter here at Staples. Eric Paschal over to Draymond Green. Finding Bowman. High post now. Gets it to Spellman. Spellman looking and locating Burks, who circles to the far elbow. Dribbles on Howard. Goes up. Lost the ball. We have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Howard, who has a two-toned, I don't even know how to describe it here, dude. I wish I knew, but I don't.
Burks made a great play there. Veteran move. He was getting denied by Howard. So he just jumped up in the air, put the arms into him, took a shot. The ball went flying away, and he got the call.
Alec Burks at the line, and he hits the first. Burks has been a real pleasant addition to the Warriors so far. Season high 28 in Houston, last five, averaging 18.4 a night, and he's scored in double figures in each of the last five games. A solid pro now in his ninth year out of Colorado. Second free throw, no good. The first one was good. 48-34 Lakers. LeBron James back out there with Howard. James driving left to the elbow. Backs up. He gets the switch. Gets Spellman. That's what the Cavaliers used to do. Warriors zoning up with defensive help. And James finds a cutter. Caldwell Pope goes up. Blocked by Draymond. Tipped in by Howard. 50-34. 7:15 to go.
Howard's got his average in the first half.
Draymond Green, Warriors again, dead last in defense in the association. Russell doubled, feeds Spellman. Spellman takes a jump shot, popped around and popped in. Spun around, bounced up off the glass and dropped through. 50-36. Kuzma drifting to James, to Cook. Cook off a screen, comes hard left side. Spellman will guard him on the switch. Cook backs him up, takes a jumper, left side of the key, good.
Well, we know he can shoot it.
The Lakers shooting 66.7%. They're getting whatever shot they want. Howard with a strip, and it goes out of bounds. And the Warriors will get the ball. Poole will come in for Burks. Cauley-Stein comes in. Spellman will sit.
Poole wanted a foul on that, but you know what? When you're dribbling it, your hand is part of the ball. That was a pretty good steal, but it did go out.
Russell to toss it in on the near wing. Had Poole in the corner. Goes instead to Cauley-Stein. He'll screen. Russell catches. Back to Poole. He's open. Had all day. Hurried it. No good. Rebound Cauley-Stein. Back to Russell. Russell. Baseline fade over Howard. Up and good. He's so good at that shot.
That's his favorite shot, isn't it?
Yep.
Going baseline, fading away.
52-38 Lakers with the lead. Caldwell Pope foul line over to Howard. Howard, pass was kicked. It collided with Cauley-Stein. It gets up, no worse for the wear. Mike checks in on email at timroy@warriors.com. It's T-I-M-R-O-Y-E at warriors.com. He's still enjoying the broadcast despite the struggle. He's liking Eric Paschal and D'Lo. It's going to be a learning year. I think you're right, Mike. Ball goes high post to Howard. Howard, after the inbounds, finds a cutting LeBron James. Layup good on the right side.
That's complete. The pass is because you got to see the ball. And was not known recognized by Robinson.
Man and ball. Poole. Bounce pass, Cauley-Stein. Stops, backs up, shoots a foul line jumper. Missed it. He did not want to take it into Howard or James. James with the ball on the right wing. Goes to the right corner to space the floor. Guarded by Robinson. The cutter is Kuzma. Knocked away by Poole, but right to James, who falls down. Does a Marcus Haynes act. Gets back up, still maintaining the dribble. Shot clock at 7. Feeds Howard. Back to James. Leans in. Head bob. Jumper good. And a foul. As he goes to the line, holding his pose up for the fans. We'll pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Warriors Radio Network.
The only place to hear Warriors basketball is KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
Eric Paschal comes in for Draymond Green. Paschal, one of a number of NBA players who played at St. Thomas More Prep School in Connecticut. Right up there with like Brewster Academy, some of the other ones. James, too strong on the free throw, missed it. And the rebound to Glenn Robinson, the third. Poole advances to Russell. Russell with it. Russell waiting on the right sideline. Draws the double team, feeds Cauley-Stein. Bounce pass in low. Paschal goes in trouble, feeds up top. Robinson to the corner. Poole let it go. Three ball. Left corner pocket for Poole, and it's 56-41. Warriors down 15. Lob to Kuzma. Warriors didn't get back in time. Layup good, and it's 58-41.
That was a pinpoint pass from 75 feet.
All he had to do was catch and score. Russell goes in, gets a foul, goes up, he'll shoot two. Russell, who started his career here as a Los Angeles Laker, played 2 years here, averaged 14 points, 4 assists in 143 games. So Russell to the free throw line. Steve Kerr noted that coming into this game, that LeBron James, Anthony Davis already with great chemistry.
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, LeBron is one of the best passers in the history of the game, and he's got Anthony to work with as a pick-and-pop guy, as a lob threat. You're talking about two of the most talented players in the game, and they both have great feel. So it's not at all surprising that they've developed chemistry together this quickly.
Two free throws good for Russell, 58-43. Lakers lead by 15. On the defensive end, Cauley-Stein trying to pressure Howard. Bradley turns. He drives on Russell, stripped out of bounds. It's going to be L.A. ball. Bradley thought he got fouled, which does not make him unique in the NBA. Danny Green thrown. Oh, he missed. He had Bradley wide open. Pass deflected, stolen by the Warriors. Russell on the go, feeds Paschal. Paschal goes up and scored, avoiding LeBron James in the process. Now a steal. Robinson gets it right corner. Three is good. The Warriors get a quick 5 points, and Frank Vogel wants to talk about it. 58-48, Warriors down by 10. 4:26 to go before halftime on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Coming up at halftime, we'll have part of the conversation I have with Glenn Robinson here in L.A. He's going to be our guest tomorrow night on Beyond the Arc at 8 o'clock on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game. You'll hear that along with a conversation with the USA Team USA basketball player Sue Bird, who was at Chase earlier this year.
I like Glenn Robinson, Tim. Sixth year, five years, five different teams. He's getting a chance to start here. And I think if he can get more shots, he can be much more productive. They've got to get him the ball. He's got to work to get it.
LeBron James with the handle. Got it to Bradley. Now to Kuzma. Back to James. He's at the right hash mark, and he traveled. LeBron got called for a travel.
Wow.
If you had LeBron James called for a travel at 4:17 of the second quarter, you're tonight's winner.
It was just a normal little move to the right.
Remember where you are. Here's Paschal. Drives, gets to the hoop, goes up, got fouled.
Well, he's making things happen, is he not? 12 minutes. He's 4 of 6. He's got 8 points. Make these two free throws, he left him.
8:06 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. With the travel.
you know, LeBron there, a lot of guys do that. They start to make a move, and they actually kind of take a step before they put the ball out of their hands.
Right, right.
But you can't do it slowly. He did it very slowly. When you do it quickly, they don't see it.
Pascal, the free throw, he got fouled the other end, hits the first. The other thing I was going to tell about Glenn Robinson,
yeah,
we talk about it in the interview with Hilaire tomorrow night. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Howard back to James. Great article in The Athletic by Marcus Thompson about what Glenn Robinson has done for a young family in San Francisco. It's really remarkable, and you should all check it out.
Yep.
On the drive, here comes Bradley, right side to the rim. He double dribbled. And the Lakers getting sloppy here late second quarter. Let's see if the Warriors, who have cut it down to a 9-point lead for L.A., thanks to an 8-0 run for Golden State. Russell and Pascal in the backcourt. Russell to the timeline. As a series of screens, comes hard right side, fades, fires, jumper, good! 10 straight for the Dubs.
Going to the right corner, fading away with the left.
Here is LeBron James in front of the Laker bench.
He's
going to
shoot
the corner.
He's going to take it.
50 on the clock. Goes to the corner, backs up Pascal. Fadeaway jumper up and good. It's a two. You can just see it, feel it. 60-51. Lead back to 9. Russell to Pascal. Goes in, uses the left hand, but can't finish. Howard the rebound. Not a bad idea by the rook. Here comes James. James Wade stops and shoots a three. It's short. Long rebound. Comes right back to James. Goes up and down. No call. Over to Kuzma for three, and that's good.
Two in a row. A quick six.
63-51. On the far side. Russell with a dribble. Throws a bad pass. Caught by Robinson. He'll drive on Danny Green. Shoveled inside. Cauley Stein for a dunk. Nice pass by Robinson off the dribble.
2:40 to go here. Down 10. Let's see what they can do.
R.C. Davis will have all the scores for you as well. Kuzma on Russell. One-on-one. Stops. Almost traveled. Ball deflected. Turnover. Here comes Robinson. Backward pass to Russell. Takes a quick three. Missed it. Didn't need to hurry it. Ball goes out of bounds. Danny Green will have it.
That's about a 5%er when you're on the run like that, Tim.
It's tough. It's hard.
Yeah, that a basket there would cut it to single digits. You'd love it. Any kind of basket.
Lakers this year shooting 71.7 in the restricted area. Oh, so good. Bradley with a bounce to Danny Green. Green finds LeBron. Right corner, open three, short. Draymond Green gets the rebound. Draymond as McGee falls down. It's 5-on-4. Finds Russell to the corner to Pascal. Pascal fires, misses. Long rebound to Bradley.
If he'd have followed his shot, he might have had a dunk.
LeBron James comes back the other way. 1:50 to go in the half. James, fadeaway, bank shot, no good. Ball tipped. Loose ball, McGee. Warriors were off and running without the ball. James gets it back and hammers it home.
You're right, Tim. That cost them. They were trying to run out before they got possession. Fundamental.
65-53. In order to run, you must have the ball. Russell bounce pass gets it to Robinson to Cauley Stein. Back to Russell. Checked by Bradley. Left side of the circle. Pass left wing Pascal. Reverse pivot into a triple threat. Takes a dribble. Not sure what to do. Gets it over to Russell. Russell looking. 5 on the clock. Goes up. Tried to get a foul. Missed it badly. Not a good possession for Golden State. LeBron James pass stolen by Russell as he got in front of Bradley. Lob for Robinson. Sails out of bounds. And the Warriors just not making great decisions right now.
Well, it would be a nice decision to throw a lob, but he threw it way too far. It was a pass rather than a lob. And it went sailing.
Bradley to walk it up. 73 seconds left in the half. Bradley guarded by Cauley Stein. Crossover dribble to the foul line. Shoveled in deep to McGee. McGee goes reverse and dunked it. No help on the weak side.
Wouldn't do any good with that. Those long arms.
Golden State had it down to 7. Now the lead back up to 14. 67-53. Had the scoreboard wrong a moment ago. Cauley Stein finds Robinson. Robinson immediately dribbles. 7 on the clock. Pull up. Pump fake. Got it over to Draymond. Draymond sees the shot clock. Takes the jumper. Bounces up high. Rebound McGee. James will have it. He's in a great 2-for-1 here. 36 seconds to go. Pulls up for a 3. Missed it. Rebound Pascal.
Missed it badly.
To Russell. 30 seconds to go. Russell waits, doubled, pass to Cauley-Stein, touch pass, pass to a block from behind by James, and it's out of bounds.
Whenever they can, they double team out front on D'Angelo Russell, and he wisely got rid of it quickly.
13 to shoot, 23 on the clock.
See, if Pascal goes up a little quicker there, they may not block it from behind.
Ball left wing, Russell finds Cauley-Stein wide open, 10 to shoot, takes the jumper and hits it. Cauley-Stein with a bucket. Warriors down 12, Lakers with a theoretical last possession of the half. Shot clock is turned off, down to 12 seconds to go. James, right side of the logo, guarded by Robinson, down to 5 seconds. Waves McGee away. It's James one-on-one. Three-point line, pull, step back, deep two, short. Horn sounds, half is over. At Golden State will go to the locker room, down 12. Well, the Warriors trailed by 18 in this game. They trail by 12 at the break, 67-55. R.C. Davis has scores. Part of our conversation with Glenn Robinson as the halftime show is up next on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Topside here at Staples, Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers, 67-55. The Lakers have the lead. They have controlled this game from the very get-go. It was tight early, 17-15, but then the Lakers went on a run, and it's been mostly L.A. since. Golden State cut it to 9 briefly toward the end of the first half. Draymond Green to bring the ball up with D'Angelo Russell, Cauley-Stein, Robinson, and Poole. Russell over to Draymond. Quick handoff to Robinson. Finds Russell on the far wing. Pick and pop goes to Robinson in the corner. Draymond for two. Short. Rebound Cauley-Stein. Handoff Draymond. Throws the corner. Gobbled up by Danny Green. Pass to LeBron on the break. Bounce pass to Kuzma. Layup up and good. 69-55. And just like that, the Lakers with two more. Other end. Robinson pulls up. Jumper left side of the key. That's good. Golden State answering right back. James with a long pass inside of McGee. In deep. Goes up, layup, no good, got his own rebound, he's fouled. Warriors simply getting beat back down the floor.
Well, Robinson was there, but he could not get to the ball. It was over his head. That pass was thrown perfectly to JaVale McGee. And I had a little flashback when I saw that little finger roll that went off the rim from McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded me of Wilt.
Oh, yeah.
That little finger roll turning around like that looked exactly like that.
Avery Bradley with the ball. Entry pass to James. James back to the basket, low left. Working on Robinson. One dribble, doubled, finds McGee. McGee stumbles. Offensive fouls. Cauley-Stein goes down. And turnover on L.A.
Well, he anticipated perfectly that he was going to come to the middle. And he met him right at the apex.
Cauley-Stein still yet to find his footing as a Golden State Warrior. I think there are a lot better days ahead for him.
I agree.
Russell feeds Cauley-Stein, goes inside, missed the layup, had to change his shot. LeBron flashed in front. Rebound McGee to LeBron. Power move to the rim, blocked by Cauley-Stein. Knocked it out of bounds. LeBron James gets a technical foul.
I don't know. There's nothing to complain about. That was a perfect block from behind.
Absolutely.
He never knew Cauley-Stein was there.
Still talking to Ed Malloy. Ed Malloy didn't want to hear anything about that. And he is walking away here, being a veteran official, letting him have his say. Now LeBron again wants to have a discourse about it as Russell goes down at the other end to hit a free throw. So I can't remember the last time I've seen LeBron get called for a travel and a technical foul in the same game.
In the same game. And he's lucky they did not call it off of him out of bounds and give it to the Warriors. I can't believe that he was upset about the block.
Free throw makes an 11-point lead for L.A. James to throw it in. Had Danny Green open, missed it. Finds Kuzma. Back to James. You think he wants to take this? I do, too. Ball goes to Bradley, though, instead. Top of the key. Crossover on Russell. Hesitation. Shoots. Got fouled. No good. He's going to line to shoot two. Well, head coach Steve Kerr says he has to maintain a positive culture, positive attitude, while the Warriors go through their growing pains.
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, LeBron is one of the best passers in
That's
the history of the game.
Not what I wanted. This is what I want.
The biggest thing is just stay positive, understand where we are, you know, with the injuries and with the departures. We have an entirely different team, and so we're in an entirely different situation, so that requires patience and work and effort. But
head coach Steve Kerr, two free throws for Bradley. It's 71-58. Robinson in the front court. Hand off to Russell between the circles. Russell feeds Cauley Stein right down Broadway. Two-hand slam for Cauley Stein.
Now that was decisive and impressive.
No doubt about it. LeBron James backs up. Glenn Robinson guarding him top of the key. Off a series of screens. Gets Cauley Stein. Hand off Danny Green. Three balls up and good. Russell was late getting over there. Steve Kerr didn't like that, and he's calling a timeout.
Yeah, he had all the time in the world, and I don't know why he was trailing so far behind.
74-60. Lakers lead by 14. 10-11 to go in the third on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We're at the Cyber Policy broadcast booth. Protect your home court. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett. Topside of Staples. Cloudy day here at Staples.
You know, the Warriors in this third quarter, they've got to look back and say, we played them even in that second quarter. So they've got to come out here and be very focused, eliminate mistakes, move the ball, don't try to go one-on-one all the time, and get back better on defense. But, you know, after they got down by 18, they pulled within 12 here, and let's see if they can get this under 10 somewhere along the way.
Temperatures were nice today. It's getting colder down here next week. Poole with the ball in the front court. Jab step into a three. Really way too hard. Rebound, Cauley Stein. Out to Robinson. That ball hit glass first. Draymond Green's pass deflected. Out of bounds. It was...
I don't know
what he's trying to get to Cauley Stein. He's talking to Cauley Stein right now.
It almost ricocheted into the hands of Glenn Robinson in the third for a layup.
Almost became a very lucky pass. Instead, it's a turnover. Here is Kuzma. Kuzma, topside, guarded by Draymond Green. Over to James, pass to McGee, dunk.
The minute Willie Cauley-Stein comes out, McGee goes in. Backdoor.
76-60, Lakers lead by 16. Cauley-Stein, by the way, 10 points. Fourth game this year at double figures. Russell to Draymond. Draymond, good fake, a travel. Called on Draymond Green.
They're sure calling that on the perimeter tonight, aren't they? It's very unusual. Calling out on everybody.
Draymond's going to get a delay of game here. Let the ball roll away. He's got eyes for Matt Bolin.
Well, he doesn't want to pick up a tee here after last game.
He was the first person ever to be ejected from a game at Chase Center. LeBron James, the ball to Kuzma. Back to James. Down the right wing he goes. Finds Kuzma wide open. Three up top. Swish. 79-60. And the lead is 19. This game in very much danger of becoming a blowout as Russell fires for three. No good. Rebound McGee. Leaves it for James. James. Crossover dribble to the right hand. Brings it back up top. Driving on Cauley Stein. Fadeaway jumper. Got it.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Lakers now with their largest lead of the night, 81-60, a 10-0 run. Warriors had an early timeout. Draymond spins, goes up, got clobbered, no call. Rebound McGee. How is that not a foul? James in the middle of the floor. Takes it middle. Stops on a dime. Pressured by Draymond. Ball comes to Kuzma. Guarded by Cauley Stein. Dribbles over to Bradley. Bradley off a pick. Bradley now whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Kuzma. Illegal screen.
Well, they called that late.
Warriors back home Friday against Boston.
Who has the best record in the league?
Yep.
9-1.
Draymond Green to Robin. Robinson shoots a fadeaway up and good over LeBron James. 81-62 the score. Warriors need a series of stops here as Bradley comes down the lane. Layup is up again.
He just turned the corner. One dribble near the line. Free throw and up and in.
42 points in the paint allowed. Robinson misfires a jumper. McGee clears the rebound out to James. 83-62. The lead is 21. Again, matching the largest lead of the night for L.A. James with the dribble, doubled, feeds McGee. McGee down the lane, shoots over Cauley-Stein, no good, a whistle and a foul.
He just waits and just tempts you into a double team. And when the double team comes, McGee goes to the basket, a bounce pass, splits the two defenders, and they make it look easy. Well, James, I don't think anybody in the league can control a game like LeBron James.
Warriors Friday against Boston, 7 o'clock on the pregame show. 3:30 Sunday afternoon against New Orleans. Late afternoon game in the Big Easy, and then on to Memphis for a Tuesday night affair. 4:30 in the afternoon, the start time. JaVale McGee hits the first free throw. Second one's on the way, and that's around and down. 23-point lead.
Yeah. Three players in double figures. McGee with 10. Now,
low pass to Draymond Green. 14-2 Laker push. Russell, pick and roll. Bad pass, deflected, and kicked. 14 on the shot clock.
Somehow LeBron James makes that pass every time. Makes it look easy. He's so much bigger than so many people he's up against.
Poole flipped it over to Russell. Russell down the lane, stops on dime, foul line jumper, short. Cauley-Stein missed the tip, rebound Robinson, back to Russell, 15-footer good. Boy, Cauley-Stein's had the ball pop out of his hands. James off a screen to the elbow, backs up right wing, guarded by Cauley-Stein. 6:50 to go in the third, Warriors down 21. James with the dribble between the legs, takes a jumper up and good for LeBron James. James now with 23 with 11 assists. Lakers have made their last six. Cauley-Stein rotates out to Draymond for three. Got it. Draymond above the break on the right side.
87-67.
James has it. Passes to Kuzma. Kuzma missed the first four games. Injury, takes a three. No good. Rebound Russell. Russell comes back the other way. Early offense. Dribble drive to the rim. Missed it. And a whistle and a blocking foul. And it's going to be on the Lakers. And I think it's on Kuzma.
Yeah, that's he was on, in the restricted area.
It's his third.
Also number zero, Kyle Kuzma. His fourth personal
first. It's his fourth foul. The scoring. Stat monitor had him for two. Now they have him for three. They announced four. I thought it was four because he had two in the first half. And he just had an illegal screen call a moment ago. Russell hits the first.
Yeah, Kuzma's out. A few words from Frank Vogel, his coach.
Frank Vogel, who came in really not as the first choice here. They really had a hard time. They talked to Ron Liu. They talked to him for a long time, but couldn't get the contract right. Free throw no good.
Jared Dudley in for Kuzma.
One of two from the free throw line. So here's McGee dribbling on Cauley-Stein. Hand off Bradley. Bradley lob McGee. Tipped away by Draymond. Nice defensive play. McGee screaming for a foul that he will not get. Robinson had it deflected. Shoveled off to Poole in the corner. Three ball right corner pocket for Jordan Poole. Lakers call time. Frank Vogel can't believe the non-call for McGee. 87-71 LA. 5:46 to go in the third on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Here at Staples, Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers are winning it. 3 in 6 years. L.A. comes to Boston and wins the world title.
That was 1985. Dick Stockton on the television call there. Los Angeles went to Boston to win the NBA title, part of a great decade for a Boston-L.A. rivalry.
It was every other year, right?
Just about, but Philadelphia snuck in there a couple times, and they had a couple of great teams.
I've got it. The Lakers won in 80, and 81 it was the Celtics. 82, the Lakers. 83, Philly. And then 84, 86, Celtics. 85, and then 87, 88, we can go.
Yep.
They dominated that decade.
Then you get to the bad boys. Here's James turning, shooting, back rim no good, and the rebound wrestled away by Jordan Poole, the rookie from Michigan. Gets the ball, D'Angelo Russell. To the timeline. Poole will throw an entry pass low left to Chris. Chris guarded by McGee. Finding Poole. Topside. Pump fake. Fades into another three. No good. Had room to pull up and maybe make it a two.
That's the only thing he shot tonight. Seven attempts. All threes. Made three.
LeBron James. Low entry pass. McGee. Spins on Chris. Leans back with the right hand. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be off of the Lakers at Golden State ball. And again, LeBron James.
Well, he was right. It went off Pascal.
Yeah, look, that was off Pascal, the rookie. Frank Vogel out to midcourt. And, oh, he called a timeout. No, he's going to challenge it, I think. They're going to take a look at it.
I think he's going to win the challenge.
So they will take a look at it. A challenge. We'll take the break. Warriors trailing 87-71, 5:02 to go on the Warriors Radio Network. Well, Jimmy, a lot of people ask me about you and I working together now and about how we're two different people. You know what today is? It's November 13th.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife.
That's right. It's Odd Couple Day. So,
well, let's see. I'm trying to think. Which one are you?
I'm Oscar Madison. There's no way around that.
That's the way I figured it, too.
Yeah.
And I have to say I kind of lean the other way just naturally.
There you go.
I like my room really clean.
Oh, yes, you do. LeBron James on the inbounds. The call was overturned. It was a out-of-bounds off Pascal. James just called for an offensive foul, setting the screen as Avery Bradley took a handoff.
I even make the beds for the maid in the hotels. I fold the towels.
Well, you know what they would like better than that? A tip.
Well,
Pascal with the ball.
That's a natural thing, of course.
Yes, of course. Poole on the far side. Backs up, guarded by Caruso. Poole to the corner. Rotates to Alec Burks, who's just checked in. Burks retreats. Waits. One-on-one. 5 on the clock. Burks has to go. Pull up three. Off the dribble. No good. Rebound McGee.
That's all he could get.
87-71 Lakers. James cross court to Dudley. Finds McGee wide open for a dunk.
Too many defenders go out to the perimeter. You got to have a little responsibility one-on-one defending.
McGee with a double-double, 12 points and 10 rebounds. Gold State down by 18. Here's Burks. Burks goes in, spins, draws contact. Bradley called for a foul as he slammed into Burks. Second team foul on L.A. Third on Bradley.
You know, Burks is averaging 14 a game, and that's the best he's ever done. His third and fourth years with Utah, that's what he averaged.
Chris to Poole, two-man game right wing. Poole, baseline, feeds up top. Pascal catches and launches above the break. Three does not fall. And McGee, defensive rebound to LeBron James to half court. To the three-point line, he'll drift toward the Warrior bench on the far side. Puts his back to the basket and on the rookie, Pascal. Wants to take him in the paint. Drop step, good defense by Pascal. Ball to Bradley. Baseline drive goes in. Blocked by Chris. Goes right to McGee, who gets it done.
Good defense until the end. I love the way Pascal defended LeBron James.
91-71, Lakers on top. Burks drives on McGee, throws outside to Poole, above the break, right side, lands with a thud. Rebound to James. James to the timeline. James waits, now doubled, picks up the dribble. Chris called for a hack as he tried to reach in.
Jordan Poole's got to diversify a little bit. You can't just be one-dimensional. Tonight, every shot that he has attempted have been from three-point range.
JaVale McGee will sit down. Dwight Howard comes in.
Howard was really effective in that first half.
Bradley got to Caruso. Takes a bad shot on the go. It goes out of bounds, and it's off the Warriors, says Ed Malloy. And the Lakers will maintain possession.
Caruso's pleading his case while he's sitting down, but he forced that when there was nowhere to go.
There was nowhere to go.
He's lucky they have the ball.
He's done a nice job, though. Undrafted in 2016. He's in his third NBA season. Now we have a foul on the Warriors before the ball became...
It had not been inbounded, so they'll shoot.
It's away from the play foul, so Caruso will shoot, and then they'll get the ball back. Not the kind of foul you want to commit. By the way, LeBron James, according to our producer, R.C. Davis, says that LeBron needs 5,582 points to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. If he averages 22 and a half a game, he would pass him in 22-23 in about 250 games. James with the catch, turns baseline, off the inbounds, handoff Howard with the dunk. So the free throw and the dunk, a 23-point lead for the Lakers, their largest of the night, and Steve Kerr wants time. Break of the action, 94-71 Lakers on the Warriors Radio Network. Lakers establishing their tone to this game. Trials and tribulations the first time through for D'Angelo Russell here in L.A.
Coming into the league, you don't know how to be a professional. You don't know how to, you know what it takes to work hard and all of those things that you expected to get the guidance to do. So going to L.A. and being shipped out of L.A., I got to learn that the hard way. I got to learn what not to do. I got to learn a lot of things.
Warriors with the ball after the timeout, down by 23. Draymond Green to Eric Paschal. Paschal pulls up, jumper over LeBron. Good.
He never loses confidence.
Man.
That looked really, really pure.
And there is a belief system in him that is going to pay dividends for him for, I think, a number of years. LeBron James in deep, hit by Chris, pass over to Dudley, dribble drive, and he stepped out of bounds with the ball. 2:41 to go in the third.
You can see when Paschal, how solid he is. LeBron wants to come back, and he's trying to get back at it. And Paschal denied him there, and he had to give the ball up.
Steve Kerr is having a...
I like that matchup.
Tough night. Draymond Green with the ball. Feeds over to Paschal. Paschal one-on-one on LeBron James. Dribble drive this time. Left-hand scoop. Good over LeBron.
Prettiest move of the night.
Wow.
Prettiest move of the night for the Warriors.
I'm sure he has LeBron's attention now.
Yes, he does.
Dudley right side. Hand off Caruso. One dribble, bounce pass Howard. Holds it in his right hand. Knocked away by Chris, but it goes right to James. James at the circle. Backs up, jumper around the way, in and out. Rebound Burks.
I'd get it to Paschal.
Why not? Burks
He's
beats
alone
Chris.
In the corner. They missed him. He's in the corner.
Low left.
They're
Draymond.
Playing the zone.
Three ball on the way. Got it. Draymond buries the three. Timeout Lakers. 94-78 the score.
A little run here. They saw the zone there, and he took advantage. 7-0 run.
Timeout on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. That drive by Eric Paschal just a moment ago. We're going to make that your Mercedes-Benz performance of the game. And we'll tell you about that in the postgame as well. 1:54 left here in the third. Seven straight for the Warriors. They're down by 16 right now. Dudley to Caruso. Caruso pressured by Robinson. Lob to Howard. Drives on Chris and is fouled by Chris on the pass. We will pause right now, 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network.
The only place to hear Warriors basketball is KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7 The Game.
Howard at the stripe.
LeBron James out of the game, Tim. I wanted to see that challenge again as Howard, that bounces around and around. And
my goodness.
It finally goes in. But I want to see that matchup again with Paschal.
That might have left a little bruise on the rim there. Not a big one. I have to say,
he's pretty consistent. When he misses, they're always long.
Yeah. Next one, you heard the net move, so that was pure. 96-78. LA on top, they're controlling. Draymond Green goes coast to coast, blocked by Howard, knocked away. Here comes Caruso, 3-on-2. Caldwell poked to the rim, missed it. Tipped away by Burks to Chris to Draymond. He's got Robinson. Draymond lob goes up, knocked away. It's out of bounds. It's going to be off of the Lakers.
Ill-advised pass there. They read that perfectly. It was disrupted, and I think Draymond could have gone in himself and dunked it.
Don't you want to take that ball in a two-on-one and you go until the guy stops you?
Absolutely. Right. You make that lone defender guard you. If he doesn't, you finish.
Burks in the near sideline on the inbounds from Draymond. Backs up left corner, guarded by Howard. Shot clock at 10. Ball not moving. Burks goes baseline. Hand off to the cutter. It's inside. The layup good on the far wing there.
That's threading the needle.
And Robinson the third with a bucket. He's our guest tomorrow night on the Beyond the Arc show. On 95.7 The Game, our flagship station, Caldwell Pope. To Cook, Howard screens. Cook with a bounce. Caldwell Pope wheels, baseline, handoff. Howard. Howard goes up, flipped it up and in off the glass.
And you can see why he shoots over 75% from the field.
His shot chart is a series of dots right at the rim.
It is.
Pascal, hand checked by Dudley, goes by him to the baseline, throws a bad pass that sails about four rows back. Warriors have had about four passes that have just gone out of bounds tonight.
Well, I tell you, he's got respect there because he beat Dudley on the move, and there was Howard coming over to help out the double team.
Cook to Caldwell Pope. Caruso catches, drives on Robinson, stops on a dime, spins, shot up, no good. Marquise Chris with a rebound. Warriors down 18 here, final possession for Golden State in the third. It's a second and a half differential.
Burks brings it up here and just casually pounds it near half court.
On top of the logo, Burks waiting. Chris the screen, Burks accelerates, underhand scoop, got fouled by Howard, he's going to shoot two.
Boy, I didn't see much of a foul there.
No, it looked like Burks got around him. There was almost no contact there. LeBron James talked about the style of play, what Los Angeles is all about this year.
We share the ball. We move the ball. We play fast. We try to play fast. We want great shots, and then we want to defend. And we don't care who has it going. If you got it going, we're going to keep on coming back to you. Guys are always going to play a big part, no matter who gets the opportunities.
I agree with him. With the exception of the fact that they don't play fast.
Yeah. Well, they average just under 110 a game.
Right. Warriors have got 81 up on the board, but down by 17. First free throw for Burks is good. He has five, give him six. And again, at this point, trading baskets just won't do. Cook dribbles in on Draymond. 4 seconds left. Pass deflected. Draymond went for the save, but he was out of bounds. 2.9 to go in the quarter.
I'm happy for Quinn Cook. He found a home here.
Yeah, good guy.
Yep.
Great to have him as a Warrior. Great to solidify his NBA career via Golden State. Caruso, handoff from Howard. Leans in, leans back. Bank shot does not fall. And we'll start the fourth quarter with the Warriors down by 16. 98-82, 12 minutes left on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 98-82 at the end of three. Tim Roy topside along with Jim Barnett. Warriors against Boston on Friday. 7 o'clock the start time at Chase Center. Of course, a great history for the Los Angeles Lakers. And of course, they had history before that as well.
Waller throws the ball over his head, looking for Mikan. Mikan comes out to the lane, but he doesn't feed him to Foreman. Foreman in center court for the Lakers. The bounce pass to Mikan to the left of the lane, back to Foreman in the quarter court. He comes back out. He makes an underhand pass to Pollard to Foreman. By Gardner up in center court to Pollard. Pollard near the outer rim into Mikan. Mikan guarded from behind by Henry. Passes to Gerald. He drives under. He shoots a layup. He misses. Rebounded. Mankin knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Whistle stop play.
Now their first titles, Jim, were in Minneapolis.
And that was Antelope Jim Pollard, who went to Stanford.
That's right.
By the way. And they called him Antelope because he was a terrific jumper. He could dunk the ball back in the late 40s.
Of course, George Mikan lives on via the Mikan drill.
Yep.
Which big men are taught to do at a young age.
And he was big.
Yes. First superstar in NBA history. That famous picture of him of outside of Madison Square Garden. It's a George Mikan versus the Knicks.
Yes, yes. And the other guy said, we don't have to play them. You just take them yourself.
Yeah.
I know that on the...
Howard to Caldwell Pope. First possession. Lakers dribble drive. No good. Whistle foul. It's going to be Howard over the back of Draymond Green. Draymond Green with Burks. Chris. Along with Pascal and Glenn Robinson the third.
The Lakers moved here in 1960. Tim and Elgin Baylor had been with him a couple of years, but that was the rookie year for Jerry West.
Elgin Baylor. Oh. Even as good as he was, he may be one of the most underrated guys of all time.
I agree. Well, in modern times, he's underrated.
Yes. Alec Burks spots up. Three ball, topside, good.
That helps.
Yep. 98-84. 84 they have up on the board. It should be 85. And there it goes. It's 85 now. Cook with the ball. Finds Dudley. Dudley looks left. Chest pass to Caldwell Pope. Two dribbles outside. Feeds Howard. High post. Bounce pass. Quinn Cook. Good pump fake. Pulls up for 15. Pass right through the hands of Howard as Cook was challenged by Draymond. Dudley underhand scoop. Never had a chance. Chris gets the rebound. Kicked it out to Robinson. Control break. Robinson waits and trailing is Burks. He'll catch it. Middle throws to Pascal. Downstairs to Draymond. Pascal's got Cook on him. He should kind of get a post up here. Cross court skip to Chris. He'll fire for three. No good. Rebound to Caruso.
Because he stood there. He has to take one step forward. He had a ball.
That's Chris you're talking about. Caruso goes in. Blocked by Chris. It's a goaltend.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim. It just bothers me.
I know. It's...
And he stood there and watched it. He could have taken a step to get the ball and let somebody else come in.
Warriors down by 15, 100-85. I will say one thing about the Warriors so far, and it's been a tough start for Warrior fans, but you know what? These guys keep working. Now bad pass, and Caldwell Pope with steal, two-hand slam.
Well, not many people outwork Draymond Green on that particular kind of play. These guys do play. They give it every night, even when they're down. They do not give in.
I love with this group out there, Draymond's handling, because he's so much better with the ball.
And he's very excitable.
Chris, yeah, he gets everybody in the right spot. Hand off Burks, weaving down the lane. Took a big hit from Dudley, no call. Ball tipped out. Robinson won't fire. Had an open shot. Caruso knocked it out of his hands. It goes out of bounds.
Tim, you're right. I think Glenn Robinson III is unselfish sometimes to a fault.
He gets an open three. He's got to take that.
I think he's got to take it.
Yeah.
I have yet to see him, you know, get on a hot streak as players can. And I think he's capable.
Keeps Chris and Robinson to sit down. Poole back in there. Poole steps around Howard. He gets bumped. It's out of bounds. It's going to be off of Poole and a turnover.
Well, that did not materialize the way he thought. He thought he was going to turn that corner, and all of a sudden it closed.
Golden State down by 17. Cook between the circles. Shovel to Dudley. Back to Cook. Cook on the right side, goes to the baseline. Fades, shot over Burke, no good. And Spellman, who's just checked back in. Defensive rebound, finds Poole. No break to speak of. Off the screen, ball to Burks. Burks now changes direction, down the lane, up over Howard. Again, a lot of contact, no call. Rebound deflected, Dudley's got it.
Burke should have been at the line there. No question.
Absolutely. Caldwell Pope, hands off to Cook. Cook pressured by Draymond. Dribble drive by Cook. Draymond knocked it away. Cook goes back to get it. Left sideline. Cook now waiting. Seven on the shot clock to Howard. Howard down the lane. Moves on Spellman. Lost the ball. Turnover. Burks falls down. Gets up. Gets the ball back. Almost fell. He was on the way down.
Well, they lost their break, though.
Yeah. Draymond Green to Burks. Now to Pascal. Pascal backs it on Caldwell Pope. And a foul. It's on Caldwell Pope. I'm telling you, Eric Pascal is so strong that a guy as tough and strong as Caldwell Pope is, and he was moving him back.
Yes. And by the way, I think Alec Burks picked that ball up and took away the break just to calm everybody down, I believe. I think that was planned. On the spot.
Burks to Poole. Poole topside goes to Spellman. Hands it back to Poole. Guarded by Howard. He retreats to the right sideline. Now dribble drive by Poole. Pass pinballed out of bounds. It goes out of bounds off two Laker defenders and goes to the Warriors with five to shoot.
He's trying to give it back to Spellman. Good idea. Just couldn't convert.
Russell back in there. Feeds Spellman. Spellman with three on the clock. Didn't see it. Goes up to Pascal for a three. It pops in and out. And it goes to Howard.
Everything but down.
Yep. Now here's Cook left alone, left sideline. But Spellman out now to guard him. Dudley. Backdoor cut to Cook. Cook weaving. Gets to the rim. Goes up. Layup good. ...104-85 Lakers. 8:18 to go. Poole gives the ball to Russell. Russell on top of the logo. Guarded by Cook. Takes him off the dribble. No. Gets doubled past Spellman. Deflected right through the legs. Knocked out of bounds by Caldwell Pope. It's going to be Warrior ball with six to shoot. Just a bad break for Caldwell Pope. He knocked it between the legs of Eric Paschal and came out of bounds.
He thought it went the other way.
Yeah. Poole catches up top. Shiver move on Howard. Backs up, shoots over the top of him, and hits it. It's a deep two for Poole. Now a long lead pass to Howard. It's an offensive foul. He pushed off. And again, though, the Warriors have to be a better team in defensive transition. Have to get back.
Yeah, they've been burned several times, and particularly earlier tonight on that full court pass from the back court to the rim.
Fifth foul on Howard. He'll sit down. McGee comes back in. JaVale with a 20-minute appearance right now, 14 points and 12 rebounds. Warriors with four of their five starters in double figures. Paschal off the bench with 13. It's his eighth game this year, scoring 10 or more.
I don't think they'll bring back LeBron.
No, there's no reason to unless the Warriors get it down to about 10 or 12. Outside Poole. Slow motion move. Step back jumper again. This one short. Rebound ricochets to Paschal. Back to Poole. Loads up a three. That hit the rim short. Rebound deflected. McGee couldn't hang on. Kuzma saved it. Got it to Cook. Cook to the front court. Cook wearing teal sneakers. Looks like orange soles. Drives on Poole, goes up high in the air. Scoop the hoop, good for Quinn Cook.
Well, that's a nice move and a nice finish because he shot it on the way up so no one could get to him and defend it.
Burks, high post to Spellman. Spellman turns, fires, back rim no good. Cook's got the rebound. On the jog, circles to the right wing. See, Cook understands being a guy that's played on a team like the Warriors in years gone by, there's no reason to hurry stuff now. Bleeds the clock a little bit. Get a shot late in the shot clock in a game like this. Caruso gets it with four on the right side. Pulls up, launches a three. Back rim miss. Kuzma has it. Spins, tripped, and goes down. Helped up by former teammate Russell. And they share a laugh.
Foul zone number zero, D'Angelo Russell.
Russell with his third. And what do we got here? We have a clock issue. Not sure what they're checking here. Timeout for the Lakers. 6:43 to go. 106-87 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Let me correct something I just said a moment ago. Kuzma and D'Angelo were not teammates. They obviously know each other pretty well from judging the reaction that they had a second ago. But they missed each other by about a year.
Yeah.
So, my bad. Upcoming events at Chase Center, the Black Keys, Cher, and Bad Bunny. Chase Center tickets by Ticketmaster are available at ChaseCenter.com. See, Jim, when you were a young lad and I watched reruns, you talked rabbits, it was either Bugs Bunny or the movie Harvey with Jimmy Stewart. Now we're talking Bad Bunny. You know?
Yes, I remember Harvey. I even saw him play.
Oh, really?
Yep, back in the 50s.
Very nice. Free throws by Kuzma are good. 108-87 Lakers on top. Russell lob, high pass, deflected away. A lot of silly passes tonight from Golden State. Turnover.
You read that properly, Jim. Yeah. That didn't need to be thrown like that. You don't have to be that cute. Not when you're down 21.
14 turnovers to the moment have resulted in 22 points. Kuzma, sweeping hook shot, no good. Rebound McGee, blocked by Cauley Stein. Nice block. McGee, though, goes around him and dunked it. Have to play through the whole game. Situation. The Warriors stopped playing there for a second. McGee took advantage. On the dribble, Spellman. Bounce pass, Russell. Back to Spellman. Sets up. Lets it fly. Three ball, no good. Ball deflected out of bounds by the Lakers. Warriors will get it back. Thrown in to Poole. Poole, quick trigger, no good. T tip out Spellman. Robinson has it. Finds the open man, Russell. Extra pass to Poole. It's a three. No good. Rebound goes to McGee. McGee to Kuzma. 5:34 to go. Warriors down 110-87. Cook for three left side. That's short. Rebound deflected away. Hustling to the ball, though, is Cauley-Stein. Nice hustle for Cauley-Stein. Deflected it to Russell. Russell with the ball. Down the lane. Shovel pass. Turnover. Cook with it. Cook ahead. Caldwell-Pope running the floor. Finger roll, no good. Snatched out of the air by Cauley-Stein. Russell back to Poole. Poole to Russell. Back to Poole. Poole fires for three. No good. Tipped out by Spellman. Grabbed by Robinson. Robinson sees McGee out to Russell. Hits a three from the left side. It spins around and out. And a timeout. Frank Vogel didn't like what's going on. And Caldwell-Pope is hurt.
Yeah, he's got a sprained ankle.
And he's going right to the end of the bench and right to the locker room. Break of the action. Warriors down 110-87 on the Warriors Radio Network. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett in Los Angeles. Warriors and Lakers 110-87. Play was getting a little ragged there. And I think Frank Vogel wanted to settle it down.
Tim, Golden State has 7 points over the last 8 minutes and 10 seconds. Going back to that third quarter, but they're 2 of 15 from the field, 5 points in the third quarter, which includes 1 of 9 from 3, and they haven't attempted a free throw. And they got a little sloppy, like you said.
Now, Jim, you know, you look at the growth for a lot of these guys, and Jordan Poole, I'm going to talk about him in a minute, as Cook gets the ball to Caruso for the Lakers. They're attacking the basket to our right. Cook with entry pass. Downstairs, Kuzma working on Pascal. Shot clock at 10. Kuzma back to the basket, wants to make a pass, hand off to Cook. He'll turn baseline, drops it for McGee, dunk.
Well, they know each other. He did that perfectly.
62 points in the paint. Over half of the Laker points have been in the paint. 112-87. Spellman to Cauley-Stein. Stops, one dribble, gets it to Poole. Poole on the right wing. Bowman is checked in. Lakers zoning up here. Bowman, left corner, three. Got him. Kai Bowman.
Limited minutes tonight, but, Tim, I really like him. I like a lot of things that he does.
He's got a little toughness to him, a little grit to him.
Yes, he does.
He can play all day. Led the NCAA in minutes. 39 and 9. Kuzma down the lane. Finger roll up. No good. Got fouled by Pascal. But I want you to talk about Poole for a second. And
sure.
Let me say this and see what you think about this. I look at Poole, and he's shooting below 30%. And people would say, oh, but why is he shooting that? Well, you know what? His shooting percentage, to me, is not as much on his shot as it is his shot selection.
Well, I think he rushes a lot of shots.
Yeah.
I think he makes his mind up that he's going to shoot when the ball comes to him, which you cannot do in this league. You can have a mind that if you're going to be open. You know what? In a general way, I think he's going to be okay long term. But right now, he just doesn't know how to play the NBA game.
Right.
It doesn't flow for him as it did in college.
Free throws are good. 114-90. Kuzma making free throws. Turnover, Warriors. Caruso to Cook. Cook layup good. Timeout, Warriors. 3:41 to go. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network. Rockets beat the Clippers 102-93 on the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. A fun moment there. Doc Rivers got teed up. His son was urging on the officials to tee up his dad. Not something you see every day. I think Austin Rivers forgot that Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple weeks.
That's funny.
Yeah. Final 3:39 of this one. Golden State trailing by 26. Kai Bowman out there. Bounce pass to Chris. Shoveled it right by Poole. Goes the backcourt. Another turnover.
Wow.
That's number 17.
And they did that against a zone, Tim. They're playing a zone defense there and mishandled.
Warriors have had, of the 17 turnovers, I'd say about half, maybe, or close to maybe 8 or 9, somewhere in that range. Can't be half with 17, but obviously you get my point.
Six turnovers this quarter.
Dudley for McGee inside. He's fouled and held by Poole. No. 3 second violation on JaVale McGee. Warriors get a break. Well, for Frank Vogel and his staff, which includes Bay Area treasure Jason Kidd, Phil Handy, another Bay Area guy, Oakland guy on that staff, this has been like a great win for them. Rondo gets the night off. Davis does too. LeBron plays only 26 minutes. Jumper by Kai Bowman, who shows no fear. Rocking back on the right wing to bury it.
Shot it over a big.
Yeah. He has opened some eyes as well. You know, the Warriors have had a long history as Kuzma launches a three, hits that. 119-92. Giving players opportunities, even going back in the Don Nelson era before that. Anthony Morrow, cool, drives, no good, out of bounds. It's going to be a Laker ball.
He tried to draw a foul there rather than finish the play because he went right against McGee.
Caruso, Kuzma left wide open for some reason, misses a three. Bowman in there fighting with McGee for the rebound. Warriors get the ball. Chris drives it on Dudley. Layup no good. Caruso's got the rebound. Caruso the other way to Cook. Cook finds a cutter. Kuzma behind the back to McGee. McGee fouled on the catch by Chris.
Well, it's not exactly Showtime Lakers, but in this quarter we've seen a few glimpses of it.
Well, there are some people who think that the Western Conference Final could be an all-L.A. affair. McGee spinning on the dribble. Hook shot on the way. Up, no good. Chris the rebound. Bowman the other way. McGee clowning a little bit with the dribble as Dudley knocks the ball to Spellman's hands. Out of bounds.
I think Bowman did everything right there. He took it to the teeth of the defense. His first impulse was to finish, but a man was there. He got it to Spellman. They made a great defensive play on a reach-in.
Pool outside. Bowman.
I just like Bowman a lot.
Yep. Chris drives in, goes for the hammer dunk, missed it. It comes all the way out to midcourt off the rim. Caruso with it. Chris thought he got fouled. McGee slowly picking up the pace here. Finally gets to half court. He got knocked down on that dunk attempt. Here is Cook. Drives to the rim. Misses a layup. Pascal's got it. It is stat time now. Pascal burrows his way to the basket with a left-hand finish, underhand off the window.
Going away from the basket, has to reach up and under and put a little spin on it. That was one incredible completion.
Take one thing out of the first 11 games, the Warriors might have found something here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying he's going to be a star or anything, but he knows how to play. Kuzma rocks back, misses a three. Chris clears. Poole up the floor, puts on the brakes. Calls over Chris. Crossover dribble. Poole goes away from that. Nifty pass to Bowman in the corner. Up top to Pascal. Goes behind the back. Down the lane over McGee. McGee got partial block and Caruso has it. Long lead out for Cook. Goes up. Bowman swatted it away and knocked it away. Kuzma comes up with it.
Now if Pascal had made that shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been
made
something.
That, then Kuzma high steps it, lost the ball, whistle and a foul. With 36.7 to go.
Foul number three, your total is 7 personal. First of all, 7 minutes. Kyle Kuzma, 2 shots.
2 shots for Kyle Kuzma.
The Warriors have yet to shoot a free throw in this period. That tells you something.
Free throw by Kuzma. Knocked it down. Second one up. Warriors in Boston, the team with the best record in the league. This is an incredibly tough week for Golden State. Utah has the top-rated defense. Lakers who have the top-rated defense. And now Boston coming to town. Spellman outside the arc. Bounces up, no good. Lakers, with the shot clock turned off, can walk up and just run this one out. Golden State had some struggles tonight. This is one they can learn some things from. Quinn Cook comes over, gets a hug from Marquise Chris and Kai Bowman.
He doesn't even know those guys.
Yep. Eric Pascal. 9-2 record for the Lakers. For some reason, streamers coming from the ceiling.
It's a little early in the season for that, isn't it?
120-94 with the win. Now Draymond Green comes over and
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.